When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Now, Jake and I noticed when you came in today that you didn't do your ritual. How is the smudging going for you?
The sage thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't remove mean people from your life, I noticed.
It doesn't protect you?
Or you want removal. I would like an extraction.
Oh, who's bugging you?
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, really?
I got to tell you. You pay a price for everything in life. Everything comes at a price. You know what I mean? And it's like, it always comes with, like, things that are unscrupulous, unfair, shady. The television business is just a dirty business. And everything, I don't know. Yeah, you can't. You can't. The sage doesn't remove mean people, unethical people.
I don't know if that's what the native elders originally thought of when they started smudging.
But I thought we'd like it to pick up a few.
I think it's to purify things,
individuals and take them to the ninth circle of hell where they belong.
I think they had other rituals for making people disappear.
Yeah, I think so.
I know. As of late, it's interesting because I've just had the most sort of disheartening, disillusioning month. And it's fine. You know, bad things happen all the time and bad people get away with it. And that's life, right? That's just part of life. And you suck it up, you deal with it the best you can, and you move on. But, whether somebody loses a loved one or somebody loses a job or just bad things that happen. Their business goes bankrupt. What do you say to somebody in those moments, right? How do you handle it? How do you comfort them? subsequently, how would you want to be comforted? And I thought we could maybe go over some pointers and some things that have really worked for me with friends when they're helping me and vice versa.
Sure.
And I think the first thing is that you need to regain a sense of perspective. You know, like my shrink always says to me, you're more than this, or you're more than that, or, you know, there's more to you than this particular issue, or, something goes wrong and I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's like the end of the world and, or it's not the end of the world, but it's so upsetting and it stresses me out to no end and I get tremendous anxiety and it's, he's like, Jillian, you know, there's more to you than this. People know that this is your insecurity coming through and you've got to have some perspective. Like, there's another job around the corner. There's another person out there for you. There's, you know what I mean? It's like gain some perspective on the situation because we can get.
You are not the situation.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not identified by the situation.
That's exactly right. Thank you. You're more than the situation.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we don't feel that way. We feel like it defines us.
Certainly.
And exactly. And we can't control it and so on. So really helping people get that sense of perspective and bigger picture. And then I also feel like a friend of mine had a breakup recently and she's just like, oh my God, I comfort myself by thinking that if it just gets too bad, I'll kill myself. I mean, she was kidding, obviously, but I was like, buddy, you know, she's like, I'm never going to be okay. It's never going to be okay. And I think that we all have moments of pain that seem inescapable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just never going to get better. It's never going to feel better. It's never going to be okay. But the reality is that there's no feeling that's final.
True.
My mom used to say, this too shall pass.
Yep.
And, you know, look, some things are not okay. There are things in life that don't end up okay. And we've talked about that. Like, failures are recoverable. Mistakes are recoverable. But, you know, if someone passes away, that's not recoverable. But you can heal. And in time, it will get better. And it will get easier. And you will manage. You know, people have come through horrible tragedies and losses. And they've gone on. And they have brought meaning to it. And there is still a quality of life left for them. Eventually, after they go through their grieving process, I always say, you know, you'll heal. You'll have a scar. Sure. But if you allow what happened to give you depth and enrich you and give you more compassion and more wisdom in the world, then it wasn't for nothing. And that's sort of how you tolerate it and move on. But no feeling is final. Everything will get better at some point. It doesn't stay horrible forever.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you can do for people, because, you know, when there's a loss or a death, God, I know this sounds stupid, but when I lost my dog, who was like my family member, I mean, I had that dog. It was just the worst thing ever. I know you know this, Janice.
I'm so tough for you.
But even
such a tough time.
But, I mean, you've been through it. But even like family members, which is way worse. But people will say, this doesn't work for me. Well, they're in a better place.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear that. Number one, I don't know it for sure. And number two, I miss my dog or your mother or your father or your aunt or your whatever, your husband, your wife. That doesn't really make it better for me. It's like, don't try to tell me why this is okay. This isn't okay. Don't try to justify it. Don't try to sort of, you know, tell me why it's for the best. I don't want to hear it. I just want to be comforted by somebody's presence. You know?
Yep, I do.
You just want people to know that you want to feel like people are thinking of you, people care, and you're not alone.
And it's a huge fear for people to say, what if I don't say the right thing?
I know.
I hear that all the time. What if I don't want to talk to her because I don't know if I'm going to say the right thing. And
I know.
And you're right, with the presence, sometimes that's all you need to do is just be there.
I just say, I'm so sorry. You must be heartbroken.
To reflect the feeling, right?
Right.
And what I say is, well, you must be so sad.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, I am. I yeah. am sad.
Just want to be validated.
Just validate the feeling. Like,
felt,
oh, my God.
Felt you, known in that just, moment.
And what you said, you must be heartbroken or you are going to miss her so much yeah. or you're going to miss him so much. And that's all they need instead of like, well, pack up your troubles and you're all
kidding. I know.
You know,
yeah.
they don't want to hear that bullshit. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you completely.
Yeah. So
I don't think it helps.
No.
I really don't. Personally for me. And I do think it's like, they just want to feel in that moment validated and known and comforted by feeling less alone. You know, yeah. my friend Andy, I've been dealing with some crap at work that is just like, you know what I mean? And my friend Andy, Heidi's out of town, and I called her and I was just like, oh my God, Andy. And she's like, I'm coming over. I'm coming over. And I was like, oh, she's like, I have to feed Lou. And she's like, I'm turning the car around and just like came over and it helped.
Yeah.
It just helped. I was like, okay, there are good people in the world. There are people that care about me. There are, you know what I mean? And it was just comforting. And it wasn't like any of what you said. It was just like, you must be furious.
Yeah.
Yeah. This must just be so disappointing to you. You must be so upset. And I was like, hey. I was like, I am. I'm furious. So upset. And very disappointed. But it was just so great to have that friend there and to have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to feel comforted and to be comforting and to validate people. And then I think also letting them vent.
Yeah.
Letting them vent. I mean, Bob had a breakup a while ago. And for the longest time, he would come into work and he would vent, right? But I would always try to kind of tell him, play devil's advocate. You know, try to help him see the other person's side. And while sometimes I think that's really important because I was trying to help him save his relationship, there was a point when he was like, don't. He's like, can you just have my side for once?
Yeah.
Just once. Can you just not tell me why I'm wrong or I'm right, or this, or you know, or try to tell me what, you know, what this person was thinking, or what they must have been, I don't want to hear it. Can you just for once have my back? Can I just talk? And I was like, oh God. And I just sat there and let him talk. But before I felt like maybe if I could sort of give him some perspective, it could be fixed. And at that point, I was like, okay, this is not fixable. Like, this isn't about, can you give me some constructive advice? It was just, can you listen?
Mm-hmm.
Can you allow me to release the pressure? Can I, you know, just vent, man? I just need to vent to you. And I think that's so important, is just giving people a safe place to just, just kind of vomit it all up. And, you know, listen and let it kind of flow through you. Don't take it on. But listen and yep. be there. So that's, yeah, I don't know. I thought it probably works better than sage.
I was going to add, for me, like, that's like half the thing for me is, you know, having someone understand and everything.
Yeah.
But you feel lost and you feel like, I don't know what's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And it always makes me feel better. My best friend, he's like, well, you know what makes me feel better, and it takes your mind off it, and you go do whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is how he feels better. And then there's like, well, there's ways I could feel better. Like, for example, I had broken up with a girl a long, long time ago, and I was so upset, and he came right over. And I opened the fridge, and I was crying. I'm like,
oh.
And we were gonna cook these peppers together. And he goes, you know what would be great? Let's go throw these at a wall.
Oh,
and
cute.
We did, and it felt good. You know?
I love that. That's adorable.
Let's go throw them at a wall.
Let's destroy these.
Yeah. So he's like,
let's
this is
absolutely
what made me feel
better. Massacre these vegetables. Evil, dirty vegetables.
Oh, you see, a friend is a friend indeed.
I know. Yeah, that's absolutely right. So. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I think
that's profound.
Well, no, it was profound. And don't be afraid. I think that's the biggest thing. Don't be afraid to, you're never going to say really the wrong thing if you just, well, you can't say the wrong thing.
Oh,
never mind.
Something like this. Yeah, you're screwed. Don't say that. Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
do that. That's a pretty bad situation, dude.
Yeah, bring over a bottle of alcohol. Yeah, the best. That's what I would do.
And listen.
It's margarita time!
Just listen.
And that's what Andy said. She's already in the freezer taking out the tequila. My toddler. You drinking? You going to drink something, Mommy? Like this. Yes, honey. Yes.
Mommy's having mommy's special juice.
Mommy's going to
this is Mommy's
that's right.
own juice.
Mommy's going to have a special juice box. No, no.
It's when, Don Julio.
When you go nighty-night. Mommy and Auntie Andy.
Auntie Andy, you're going to have a little special.
We're going to hit the margarita tree a little later.
We're going to swing off the margarita tree. I can just see
and then light some sage. And then call a hitman. Okay. Night-night, Angel.
Night-night now. Yeah. Night-night.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know, I know. Something's nappy.
Something's nappy. We'll be back with something
oh,
snappy.
Oh, God. Hey, you! I want to know if you've signed up for my diet bet yet. What are you waiting for? It starts September 24th. You just go to dietbet.com/Jillian to join right now. There are already thousands of people from all over the world signed up to play, and the pot is growing fast. So just a quick recap on what it's all about. You've got 4 weeks to lose 4% of your starting weight. It is not winner take all. All you have to do is reach your weight loss goal and you'll split the pot with other winners. And DietBet uses human referees and photos of you on the scale to verify your weight loss. But don't worry, your photos and your weight are going to be kept private. It's called social dieting. And I guarantee you, it's so much easier to lose weight when you're doing it with me and a bunch of other people who are all supporting you and holding you accountable. Plus, I'm going to be there along the way giving you workout advice, nutrition information, encouragement. There are going to be some cool prizes like autographed DVDs and books. So if you want to lose weight, put your money where your mouth is and bet on yourself to do it with me. This is going to be the biggest community weight loss event ever. So sign up today. I think it's time.
What for which?
Time is now.
Oh, dear, what's going to happen? Oh, my God. Time's now.
It's time for the doctor.
Oh.
To be in.
Oh, just not even a call. Just a straight love doctor segment.
Yep.
Oh, God, I better write that down. Mm-hmm. It's an actual, I'll put an S there, segment.
Yeah. The doctor is in.
God, okay.
Perk up your ears.
All right, I'm ready.
Even though you're terminally single.
That's right. That's right. I'm ready for it.
And dying alone.
And I will die alone.
This segment is about revitalizing your relationship.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm giving relationship advice.
I like it. Actually,
we're going to get sued.
Yeah. No, you won't get sued.
Are you kidding? All I do is get sued.
Okay.
Every day.
Just chalk it up. Chalk it up.
Who's now, there?
Now, is this...
Who's there? Who's at the door? Open the door. You're served.
Is this a from experience revitalize? Or...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, McManus.
All right.
Yes. So, okay. Five things that I have decided are very helpful. Number one, you got to let go of stuff, man. I think people hold on to grudges in a relationship because... they're very attached to either being a victim or being wronged, mm-hmm. and they're playing. It buys them some sort of leverage, or, you know, well, you did this, and I'm not going to let it go, or here's the thing. If somebody did something to you, I'm not saying you don't have a right to be upset. If someone cheated on you, if they lied to you, whatever. But if you choose to stay and work on it, then you have to move forward. You can't hold it against them and crucify them with the information over and over and over again, because nothing good will come of it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So people are not perfect. They make mistakes. If you decide that you can live with whatever mistake they've made or whatever way they may have disappointed you. And by the way, we disappoint people, all of us. We get disappointed and we disappoint people. It's part of being human. But if you decide that you want to stay in the relationship, you have to let it go. You don't get to sit there and be a martyr.
Yeah. I mean, well, we had that segment a little while back about humor, you know, about letting, if you're going to
Anthony Weiner's wife.
So yeah,
amazing.
You're
isn't
right.
It?
I mean, that's
Anthony Weiner. What the hell kind of funny SNL joke is that?
Oh, it's just
a guy
just
named Anthony Weiner that cannot stop showing his wiener. How does that happen?
You know what?
It's a gift.
Oh, it's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Let go. Let it go, man. Yeah. Let it go. Next, like, take a class together. Do something new together, something different. I always see couples just get so in the rut. You know what I mean? Like they get in the rut where it's like it's stayed, it's comfortable, there's nothing new. It's just sort of like, okay, you do this and then I do that and this is our routine and then there's nothing left to talk about anymore and everything's the same day in and day out. And
but don't you think that autonomy is good, though, to have, okay, this is my yoga class and you go to that yoga class, or
I'm not saying every class together, but I think do something new together.
Yeah.
Try something new together. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, like, Heidi and I will go wakeboarding together, you know, or surf. So what's that called?
Wake surfing.
Yeah, like we went wake surfing together. Or, you know, well, like, yeah, there's definitely stuff she does that I have no interest in, like, you know, how to raise bees and chickens. Like, that's not going to be an activity that includes me.
You know, but probably a good thing, too.
Yeah. But, you know, we do a lot of stuff together that's like, oh, we're going to go do this together. We're going to go do that. Like, new things, new adventures. So, you know, we're constantly keeping it fresh and something new to talk about and creating new experiences. So take a class together. It helps you feel connected. It helps you, you know, keep that dialogue fresh and something new and interesting. Because I just think people get bored. They take each other for granted. And, you know, when you're having that day where you want to kill that person because that's normal, try to remember, go back to, like, why you fell in love with that person in the first place. What was it about that person that you fell in love with, so you remember to appreciate them again? Because I think we take it all for granted.
What if there's nothing good to remember, or what if it's all gone?
Well, this is revitalizing their relationship.
Oh, not ending it.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
If you're leaving, you're leaving. If there's nothing, if it's gone, then you're leaving. That means if you look at this and you go, oh well, I wasn't in love with anything ever, you know, I'm out of here. Or oh well, all those things are gone. Then yeah, you're out of there. But this is like the things you take for granted. You know, this is a terrible thing to say, but when we first moved in to our house at the beach, right, I would wake up every morning and feel like we were on vacation. I was like, this is paradise. Mm-hmm. I am the luckiest person on the planet. Like, how dare I live in this home with the Pacific Ocean as my backyard and have dolphins cruising by every morning? Flipper lives in my yard. You know what? I'm not kidding. I kid you not. I was like, I have no business being this privileged and this lucky. And like, there just wasn't a day that would go by where I would wake up and feel that way. Well, now we've lived in the house like 4 years and it's like, you know, whatever.
Flippers.
Dolphins. I'm like, uh-huh. And I'm on the phone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And the thing is, I think we do the same thing with the people we love. So, you know, stop and remember, you know, what did you love about this person in the first place? Because then you'll realize that it isn't so commonplace. You know, the things that you've come to take for granted are not so easy to find in other people.
Yep.
And, you know, I think about that with Heidi. I'm like, this is a person who understands me. This is a person who accepts me. This is a person, you know, I can have conversations about X, Y, and Z with. This is a person where, you know, I may have taken that all for granted. Well, then when I think about how exciting it was to have found those qualities and how I had not, yeah. not found them prior, you know, you appreciate it again. And have a date night. It's important. And put some bloody-ass effort into it. Not like, where are we going to go? I don't know. Just sit there and not speak. No. Put some effort into it. Make some plans. Be creative. Like, you know, go to the new restaurant that just opened up at the fancy hotel in Santa Monica that overlooks the ocean and have drinks at the Jazz Bar in Venice. Obviously, you may not live in LA, but I think you get the idea. Or, you know, go for Korean barbecue with the locals in Koreatown and then go bowl in Koreatown also with the, like, create an adventure. Have fun. Make an effort, man. We make so much effort when we date. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. You put your game face on. You put your nice underpants on.
Yeah.
Everything's going great.
I know. You go from the lingerie to the granny panties.
Isn't it true?
I know it.
It's just like, man, you save those underpants. You go, well, what happened to those underpants? You don't wear them anymore. It's true. We don't put the effort. Well, listen to me.
We don't put the effort. So like a date night. At least one a week. And make it a date, not like a dinner. A date, you know? Something where, as though you're dating, like you're on your best behavior. You dress up. You look good. You make an effort. And last but not least, try to do one thing that's considerate every day. Like, make that person coffee if you wake up first in the morning. Or leave them a little note in their briefcase. Or in the middle of the day, just send a text that says, thinking of you, love you so much. Or just one little considerate thing a day in the midst of stressful job, paying the bills. Because we always get so caught up in the stresses of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I totally
do. Take a beat and appreciate that person. And it will be mutual. Yeah.
You could be like that song, like that. Who sang that song? If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. You're the one that I hope for. And do, 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 do. And there was a my lady. Remember that? Their relationship had gone to the turds. I don't know where that came from. Had gone to the turds, and they each wrote a personal ad, and then they answered their own personal ad.
They were dirty friggin' cheaters.
They were dirty
and
cheaters,
they said,
and then they found
a piece of crap.
And then when they met each other, there was my lady with her gold dress on, something. If you like pee, and that was it. Ooh. That was the
yeah.
So maybe play that song, if
or not.
it's kind of a bad story.
Yeah, and a horrible song.
I guess
that too.
Yeah,
I guess I kind of ruined that. I was just thinking though on it. Yeah, I don't know why.
The segment's over.
Oh, is it? Oh, is the segment over?
Yeah. I wrapped it up in a nice little bow for you. Be considerate, and then.
Oh, and then I sang that stupid song,
which I'm sure we don't have clearance for. But
I only sang 30 seconds of it.
And
I
think that was a very obscure remix. And
it was a remix. Yeah. I think we're covered.
Have you met the legal department of Clear Channel and iHeartRadio?
Oh,
thanks, Janice.
Wow, we're all fired.
Who is it?
Now.
Who's there? Are you Julian Michaels? Yes, you're served. Becoming a personal trainer was the best decision that I ever made. And I want to help you get your dream job as well. The National Academy of Sports Medicine helps you earn great money and a rewarding career that you're gonna love. Certified personal trainers are in high demand right now. And the National Academy of Sports Medicine is going to make your dreams a reality. They guarantee that you'll land a job within 90 days of earning your certification, or they're going to give you your money back. And all you have to do is get started with a free 14-day sneak peek of their fast, fun, and easy online program. Just go to usatrainer.com. That's usatrainer.com. Get your certification today. usatrainer.com.
Online to see how you do it, and there's a lady that teaches it, and it's the way you put your thumbs. But the reason I looked online is because people are calling it twogging,
and no, they do twerking.
But the reason I found out about it, because I didn't know anything about it,
was shocked.
Because people were doing God, you're such a jerk.
It's people kind of were like doing a younger, cooler people's thing.
I realized that when I saw it being done. But people were doing twogging because they do the twerking to their dogs. It's what? The funniest damn thing.
What are you talking about?
It's a new sensation on the internet.
Twogging?
Twogging. And they do the thing, whatever this
we gotta be, it's
hippie
a,
thing.
It's a handstand. You got to be on the wall with it.
Well, they were doing that. Oh, okay. But they also do it right, and you do it right in the dog's, in the to your dog.
Oh my God!
It's
you,
so funny.
You're talking about animal abuse and bestiality.
No, the dog just sits there and stares. But then when I looked up the twerking, blogging. There's a lady that teaches it on the YouTube.
Have you done the twerking in the clubs? You and Heidi? When you were
sure? Yeah, all the time. Heidi just gets up on that stage and busts a move in between her classes on chicken coops and beekeeping.
An organic bee.
She breaks it down. What? That lore with some glow sticks and a G-string. We feed our one-year-old, shake our ass in the dog's face, and burn it on down. To...
I'm just saying, maybe you should do this with your contestants, the twerking. Maybe it might...
That would actually be very funny. That would be very funny.
Great. The lady on the YouTube was really, and it's good exercise.
Do you have any pointers? So this segment, so for no one that knows what we're talking about, twerking is a dance craze where you shake your behind suggestively. You're suggesting this as a snappy fitness segment?
Snappy.
Can we remove the dog so we don't get...
Yeah, we don't want to do twerking.
Firebombed by PETA.
Just the twerking.
And then maybe do you have some pointers?
All I know is the lady said...
What to do. How to twerk.
How to twerk. And there's a video on the YouTube.
Janice, we are the show, though. You have to have takeaway.
She just said something about where you aim your thumbs is where you aim your arse.
What?
This is the way the arse goes. That's what the lady said.
Look, buddy, do something. Stop down so we can get some tips, please. Janice and I have found some advice.
First, yeah. You want to start with placing your hands on your hips. You need to know which direction your hips are
there,
going.
There, see?
In, okay?
Okay.
So, what you want to do,
feet apart. Feet are, I'm going to narrate. Her feet are,
now you make sure your
they're
feet
very widely apart.
And your knees are over your toes. Okay?
Your knees are over the toes.
Turn them out.
Oh, turn the toes out.
Hands on your hip bone.
Okay, toes out.
For your hips to go forward, you want to take your thumbs and press on your butt bone.
Oh, your butt bone. I've never heard of that before. A butt bone.
So you're going to go press.
Ooh.
Press.
Whoa.
Press.
Oh.
If you press, then you know that your hips are going forward, okay?
Okay.
So Press.
Got it.
Now, if you want the hips to go back, take your fingers, press back. So you got to pull back on your own hip bone. Pull back. Okay. Squat.
Oh.
Get a nice.
Oh, you got to squat down.
So
squat down.
The only thing you move is your hip section. So you have back.
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 Good.
When's the?
Try it again.
But why doesn't yours look like hers?
Go forward.
You're not
forward,
using your thumbs.
Forward,
you're not
forward,
using your thumbs.
Back. Use yep. your fingers.
Oh, pull, ba- fingers. Back, no, your thumb back, goes on the butt bone.
Back. Back. So I'm going to give you.
You stink.
Forward action.
Okay.
You're going to squat.
Squat.
Place your hands over your knees.
Oh, this is a new move. Okay.
Because if not, then you look like this.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Good.
Feet are wide apart. Hands are on the knees.
Boom, boom, boom,
wrists
boom,
are turned out.
Five, six, seven,
and eight. Oh, boom, 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 boom. 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 It certainly does look good when she does it, doesn't it?
Sure does.
How to revitalize your relationship. This is really all we needed. Is this. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's
good. Now,
is there more advice?
Trying to twerk. Hands over your knees.
Oh, the hands on the knees again.
You want to start with an arch?
Oh, arch your back.
Oh, this
why
is
am I
your
sexy?
Hips are gonna go out. Don't start with your hips under. They should be out.
Okay, stick your butt out.
And it feels like you're gonna bring your hips down and under, right?
Okay.
Tap, tap,
ooh,
tap.
Oh, look at the
tap,
speed.
Tap,
tap, tap, tap. Oh, boom! How about that? Well, that's a snappy fitness segment for you. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Let's take some calls. You know, I'm a strong believer in keeping your body fit, but it's also crucial to work out your mind. You want to keep your brain active and healthy too. It's your most important asset. And that's why I love Lumosity.com. I get daily online workouts to help keep my mind in shape. Lumosity.com is based on the science of neuroplasticity, and it's customized specifically for the areas of your brain that you'd like to improve. It can help you maintain focus, multitask, remember more, think faster. It's a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity's online games are a fun and easy way to work out your mind, and it only takes a few minutes each day. It's going to help you feel sharper and more confident in everything you do. So go to Lumosity.com today, click the Start Training button to create your own program, and then start playing your first game. That's Lumosity.com, and tell them you heard it from me, Jillian Michaels.
We are back, and Linda from Toronto.
Oh,
would like to talk to you.
A Canadian.
A Canadian.
You know, I love my Canadians. Except you, Janice.
I know. I'm the only one she doesn't like.
Yeah,
loves
well,
all Canadians except
that's
Janice.
That's true. How can I help
well, Canadians
Linda?
Canadians like Janice.
Why?
Canadians like Janice.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think she's funny.
I think she might give you guys a bad name, buddy. Have you heard her say
I'm loving
produce?
I'm loving the Linda right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, Linda. Well, you're clearly a very tolerant person. You know, it's appreciated. I can see she's got an ear-to-ear grin over here.
First of all, I just wanted to say, holy crap. I'm literally so excited you called me.
we can't let her down, Janice. Now I feel the pressure. Don't mess this up, Manis.
Okay, okay.
All right, we're ready.
My email question was regarding, I went to that CanFit Pro conference and I was able to do the body shred class with you.
Ah, okay.
Which was pretty awesome, I gotta say.
Oh, thank you.
And I noticed that as I was doing it, I had a heart rate monitor on and everything, and I was looking at my numbers and I was like, holy crap, who is this person? Like, I had all of this energy and this intensity of just participating. I don't know if it was the environment or what it was, but... I've been working out steady for 2 years, and I've never felt that intensity ever. And I was just wondering if you had any tips for like how I can achieve that at home, because I work out at home. I have a home gym.
Okay.
I get up fairly early in the morning to do it. I get up at 4:30.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Monday to Friday. So
brutal.
I know. Now that I'm used to it, it's part of my routine, but I'm not achieving that same intensity that I did when I did your class there.
Right. Okay. Well, that is the reason I created Body Shred, was so I could essentially create an army of trainers where we have a presence on the ground, where I can touch people like you directly, and I can co-opt the talent and the personalities of some of the best fitness professionals out there and give them the techniques, the modalities, the philosophies behind the way that I train. So it's sort of like this perfect marriage. And it's a really great way to kind of go into the streets and touch people directly. Plus, it evolves and it grows. So in Canada, if you belonged to a Good Life Fitness, I would say you just got to take a Body Shred class and find a teacher that you really connect with and you really like. But you're working at, you know, that kind of, you know, in the U.S., it's we're expanding into, like, I think 24-Hour Fitness, the YMCA, Crunch. We're in the process of rolling it out in the U.S. over the end of 2013 and in 2014. But since you're working at home, here's what I would tell you. Body Shred is based on my best-selling fitness DVD, which is called Ripped in 30. And
I have that one.
Right. So have you noticed the similarity? It's 3-minute strength, 2-minute cardio, 1-minute abs, 30-second intervals. And I won't get into all of the techniques behind it, but it's all about multiple muscle groups, functionality, supersetting, transitions, high-intensity intervals. So it is about popping in, like, Ripped in 30 and a couple of other ones so it doesn't get too... You know what else is really... You know what we're going to send you? I'm going to send you Body Revolution.
Really?
It's slightly different than Ripped in 30. And in all honesty, it's better than Ripped in 30 because the only thing I can't do with Body Shred, I have no idea how often you're going to go to the gym. So I'm not able to break up your muscles into splits to maximize your recovery. It's the only thing I can't do with standalone DVDs, and it's the only thing I can't do with Body Shred. Because I don't know if you're taking a Body Shred class once or if you're going every day of the week. But with Body Revolution, I'm able to take a lot of the same philosophies, except I can split up your workout. So you're doing front of the body, back of the body, cardio day, et cetera. So I can actually maximize your recovery time, which is...
So it has the split of, like, doing, you know, biceps and triceps or...
No. It's way better than that. So it incorporates something called peripheral heart action, where you're training upper body, then lower body, where you're training muscles that have the same function on the same days. So it's not biceps, triceps, but you do have the right idea in that certain muscles get trained on certain days for specific reasons. If you're going to a gym, you literally go and take the Body Shred class, and that is the entire point. And if you want a workout that's almost identical to Body Shred for home, it would be Ripped in 30.
Okay. Which I have. I have them all. I just don't have the Hard Body and the Body Revolution. Those are the two that I'm missing. But I've done them. I just, like I said, I've just never felt that intense before. Thank you for having that class. That was like a life-changing experience. It was so much fun.
See, Janice, life-changing.
Oh, well, right. life-changing.
I know, life-changing. Yeah.
Thanks, Jillian Linda.
Jillian Michaels, life-changing. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, life-changing. That's me.
Oh, you know what? We need to get one more caller on so I can calm you down. You can't go home with your head this big.
Life-changing, Jillian Michael.
Right.
That's right. Oh, no. Change your life.
Hey, look who's outside.
Oh! Something to say? Sweetie? Angel?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Anything going on in there?
Yeah.
What?
Want to tell Manna about the movie you saw?
Yeah.
Tell her. And then what happened?
That breathing's very...
maybe you want to hear yourself?
Yeah. Here,
maybe that'll help. Put those on, and then Mama will put hers on.
All right.
There, and now can you hear Lou?
Yeah.
Is that better? See, now can you hear my voice now?
Yeah.
It's loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Say, suck it, Manus.
Suck it, Manus.
Good girl. All right.
So tell me about the movie you saw. And was it on the big screen, like a giant screen?
No, it was big TV.
A big TV?
Yeah.
Wow. And was it dark inside?
No, just a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit? Yeah. And was there lots of people inside?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I heard it was your first movie.
Yeah.
Wow. Did Mama go, or did she send you by yourself?
Was I there?
Mama was there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me, Mommy.
Yeah.
And me.
And did Mama buy you popcorn with butter on top?
No.
No?
What did you have?
Some celery.
What did you...
Some celery sticks?
What did you have?
No.
Yeah, Mama, that's all Mama gives you, isn't it? Celery sticks and carrots.
What did you have? Did you have candy?
Yeah.
What did you have? It was chewy, huh?
Yeah.
What was it?
Was it pink?
No, it was brown.
Brown? Brown and chewy. Was it like a Tootsie Roll?
No.
No. It was a milk
stud. Yeah.
Tell her what it was.
Milk studs.
Milk studs.
Yeah.
I hear they're very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, milk studs.
All right.
Well, Lou, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in today to the Jillian Michaels Show.
Be sick.
Sick Menace. Yes.
I love this kid, man. Suck it, Menace. Yeah. Happens when you become a parent.
What's that?
You start making up songs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard you sing.
Yeah, well, it's not pretty, but honey,
do you sing?
Come
do
sing
you...
it, honey. Yeah. Come here.
What's the song called? Excuse me.
Tuck My Wiener. Lou, sweetie, come here. Do you want to sing the Tuck My Wiener song? You know why? Because Heidi kept forgetting to tuck his wiener, and he kept peeing all over the place. Want to sing Tuck My Wiener? Go ahead. Go.
Tuck wiener.
Is that it? You got, no.
I like
the whole
especially
song.
Like Lou's heavy...
Tuck wiener.
Yeah. He goes, tuck my wiener. Please tuck my wiener. One of you women just tuck my wiener. I don't want to pee on myself.
What, and is that the tune?
No, the tune goes. No, it's based off like an old R.E.M. song. Like Hang the DJ. It's based on Hang the DJ. And it goes, tuck my wiener, tuck my wiener. One of you women, tuck my wiener. And then I don't want to pee on myself. Tuck my wiener, tuck the wiener. Because Heidi kept forgetting. And the poor guy was just pissing through all of his clothes.
Wow.
So I had to make a song.
So that's segment I, Jake.
Right. So label that one, Tuck My Wiener.
Tuck My Wiener is
one of you women,
I.
Tuck My Wiener.
And then we have the I Want Dip It song.
What does that mean?
That's for dinner time. And it goes, I want dip it, because Lou will only eat certain things if she gets to dip it. And she would used to say, I want dip it. I want to dip it. So then we made the I Want Dip It song.
And is that to the same tune?
No,
as
totally
the Tuck
new
My
song,
Wiener?
Lou.
to the tune of Tuck My Wiener.
Now, our two are...
Lou,
our...
you want to sing I Want Dip It with me? Should we do I Want Dip It? Okay, ready? I'll beatbox, and when I point, you say, I want dip it. Okay, practice. Ready?
I want dip it.
Yeah, ready? Here we go. Go. Crackers and cheese. Then you say, Lou, this is your part. I want dip it. That's right, yeah. And then watch. Watch this. Broccoli and ketchup. And then it goes, I like to dip it. Soy sauce. Sometimes I dip it. Look at her dance. See? Look at it. Carrots and hummus. I like to dip it. Like that. Yeah.
So, Jake, that's the I Want to Dip It. A prologue to Touch My Wiener. My Wiener. I'm so sorry.
Tuck My Wiener.
Between Touch My Wiener and Tuck
No, not Tuck. Touch. Tuck. Not Touch.
Tuck.
Tuck, Tuck, Wiener.
And then I Want to Dip It.
I Want Dip It.
There's just something about those two songs together that's just very wrong.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.